last week's losses in cattle futures were on par with those the week after last summer's Tyson fire, and they continued lower on Friday. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with an expanded edition of Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 2nd of March. This edition of Cattle Current comes to you courtesy of Seedstock Plus, the nation's leading source of balancer bulls. They're offering close to 300 balancer, Gelvie, and Angus bulls at their three upcoming sales scheduled for March 7th, 14th, and 28th in Missouri and Arkansas. For all the listings, catalogs, and details, check out SeedstockPlus.com. Now, on with the market news. First, a snapshot of Friday, and then a broader overview of last week's market gutting at the hands of coronavirus fears. Through Friday afternoon, negotiated cash fed cattle prices for the week were $4 to $5 less on a live basis at $115 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Nebraska. Dress trade was $3 to $5 less in Nebraska at $185 to $187, and it was mostly $7 lower in the Western Corn Belt at mainly $183. Cattle futures took another strong step lower Friday with the ongoing pressure from outside markets, as well as weekend and month-end position squaring. Other than 7 cents higher and expiring Feb, live cattle futures closed an average of $2.04 lower, from $1.45 lower toward the back to $2.90 lower at the front. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.62 lower. All things considered, wholesale beef values are holding their own. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 24 cents lower Friday afternoon at $205.30 a hundredweight. Select was 78 cents lower at $198.91. Week to week, choice was 21 cents higher and select was $2.79 lower. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally mixed to a penny lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 4 cents lower. Now for the broader overview of last week's market action, driven by accelerating panic about the impact that novel coronavirus, or COVID-19, will have on the domestic and global economies. Wall Street folks say it was the worst week for equities since the Great Recession in 2008. Week to week on Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 3,513 points lower, the NASDAQ was down 1,189 points, and the broader S&P 500 closed 383 points lower. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME sank an average of $8.27 lower week to week through the first six contracts. Then there was cash cattle and cattle futures prices. U.S. cattle markets were affected immediately, as beef demand is expected to be hindered in the near term, according to analysts with the Agricultural Marketing Service. Cash calf and feeder cattle prices were $4 to $10 lower in the North Central and South Central regions, according to AMS. Prices in the Southeast were $2 to $4 lower. Some producers canceled consignments at various auctions, waiting to see how the dust settles. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $7.74 lower week to week on Friday, from $5.50 lower at the back to $9.40 lower toward the front. Thursday to Thursday, the CME feeder cattle index sank $6.48 to $135.60. That's a touch lower than any time since the Tyson plant fire. Live cattle futures closed an average of $6.34 lower week to week on Friday, from $3.70 lower at the back to $10.67 lower in New Spot April. For perspective, the week following last August fire at the Tyson packing plant in Kansas, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $5.48 lower. The CME feeder cattle index was down $4.06 to $137.60. And live cattle futures closed an average of $6.53 lower. Although COVID-19 and a packing plant fire are completely different, the uncertainty spawned is similar. In the case of the former, it's a matter of not knowing how far the virus will spread, how fast, when the likely pandemic will end, and how much economic destruction will be wrought, from slowing economic growth to displaced and delayed demand to supply chain disruptions. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says, producers must take advantage of the opportunities being offered by the market, and buying is the opportunity being offered right now. He suggests now might be a good time to consider hedging strategies related to purchasing cattle for the summer and fall months. He adds that there's a lot of time between March and August for this market to overcome the news of coronavirus and bounce back to a favorable market price. In the meantime, Griffith points out packer cow and bull prices remain resilient. The market needs lean grinding beef, and this need has resulted in strong slaughter cow and bull prices, Griffith says. He adds that those prices are expected to continue to increase the next few months. Major U.S. financial indices mostly fell hard again on Friday amid coronavirus fears, but closed off of session lows. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome H. Powell seemed to quell some investor fears with this statement late Friday. The fundamentals of the U.S. economy remain strong. However, the coronavirus poses evolving risks to economic activity. The Federal Reserve is closely monitoring developments and their implications for the economic outlook. We will use our tools and act as appropriate to support the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 357 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 24 points lower, and the NASDAQ was fractionally higher. So, why did coronavirus fears take such a hold of the markets last week? After all, COVID-19 is nothing new, making headlines since the first case was identified in China last December. There's nothing definitive, but what follows likely contributed. For one thing, economic impact appeared more pronounced in countries like China and South Korea as the likelihood of a pandemic grew. For instance, USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service issued an assessment last week about the current economic impact of COVID-19 in South Korea. According to that assessment, the local economy is slowing down due to weak retail sales and reduced economic activity. Many companies have temporarily closed their offices and processing facilities for the week of February 23rd to prevent spread of the virus. The report goes on to say the Korea Economic Research Institute reported that its business survey index for February fell to 78.9, down 7.6 points from January and the lowest level since February of 2009. As of February 26th, 1,146 people in South Korea tested positive for the virus with 11 deaths. A week earlier, the number of cases in Korea was 51. Meanwhile, according to the World Health Organization, there were 79,394 confirmed COVID-19 cases in China as of February 29th. Estimates of current and future economic impact in that nation vary widely, but companies like Apple are already telling investors that previous revenue guidance for the next quarter is likely overstated as COVID-19 in China slows production, constrains supply chains, and dampens demand in that nation. As of Saturday, according to the World Health Organization, there are 62 COVID-19 cases in the U.S. The first death due to the disease was confirmed over the weekend. For the general American public, who are unlikely to be exposed to this virus at this time, the immediate health risk from COVID-19 is considered low, according to last Tuesday's situation summary from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. However, the summary added that it's important to note that current global circumstances suggest it is likely that this virus will cause a pandemic. Wednesday evening, CDC confirmed an infection with the virus that causes COVID-19 in California in a person who reportedly didn't have relevant travel history or exposure to another known patient with COVID-19. It's possible this could be an instance of community spread of COVID-19, which would be the first time it's happened in the United States, according to the CDC statement. Community spread means spread of an illness for which the source of infection is unknown. So, uncertainty and fear of the unknown set the stage for the proverbial self-fulfilling prophecy. All the while, managed money, lots of it, is fleeing risk, and electronic algo trading at lightning speeds is likely magnifying the market volatility and momentum. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 2nd of March. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.